Good. Well, I just want to welcome all of you this afternoon. Thanks for joining us again. I'd like to open with a word of prayer and we'll just jump right in. Well, Father, we thank you for just the freedom and for the ability that we have to come together from different parts of the state and different parts of the country to spend a few minutes looking into your word and learning more about you. Thank you for this company and just for their heart for you and their care for Lonnie and Patricia's care for their employees and for affording us this opportunity. I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart would be pleasing in your sight. In Christ's name, amen. Okay, so I'm going to start by reading two scriptures to you, and then we're going to kind of unpack it. And it's found in 2 Timothy. And the first scripture is 2 Timothy 3:16. All scripture is God-breathed and useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. And in 2 Timothy 2:15, it says, and this is Paul writing to Timothy, do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a workman who does not need to be ashamed and who correctly handles the word of truth. You know, as believers, as people who follow Jesus, we learn about him and we learn what it means to follow him by reading the Bible. Paul tells Timothy that the Bible offers us the opportunity to learn from teaching. It corrects us, it trains us, and it rebukes us. And he says to get a handle on the word. And so what I want to share with you all today is really a tool that I learned probably 40 years ago on just how do you get a handle on God's word. And it starts out, each of the fingers on your hand represent a different way to get God's word into your life. The first finger is the pinky. And the pinky finger, it stands for here, and we find in Romans 10:17, it says, consequently, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word of Christ. So the first way that you get God's word into your life is to hear. Now, the thumb works in conjunction with all of the fingers. So if the only way you're getting exposed to God's word is through hearing, then your handle on the word is going to be pretty weak and it's going to be easily affected by what's happening in your life or in the circumstances around you. But here is the first way to get God's word into your life. The second way is found in Revelation 1:3, and it says, blessed is the one who reads the words of this prophecy, and blessed are those who hear it and take to heart what is written in it, because the time is near. So the first way is to hear. The second way is to read. Now, if you hear and read the word, you have a little bit better grip, but still not a very firm grip. The third way is found in Acts 17:11. And Paul, it says that Paul said of the Bereans that the Bereans were more noble than the Thessalonians because the Bereans listened to Paul teach. And then they went home and they searched the scriptures to see if what Paul said was true. And Paul commended them for doing that. So the third way to get God's word into your life is to study. So if you hear it, you read it, and you study it, now you have a little bit better, even a stronger grip. And then the fourth way, the pointer finger, is found in Psalm 119, and it says, how can a young man keep his way pure? By living according to your word. I have hidden your word in my heart, that I might not sin against you. The pointer finger is memory. So if you hear the word, read the word, study the word, memorize the word, you have a grip that no one can take it out of your hand. Hearing the word, there are a lot of different ways to do that. I think everybody on here probably has your favorite pastor, whether it's who you go hear on a Sunday morning or if it's someone that you watch on TV or listen to podcasts. But we can hear God's word through many venues. Reading the word is like reading a book. It's just reading through the Bible as you would read any other book. Study is reading the word, but going deeper, looking at cross-references, looking at what the original Hebrew or Greek actually meant. Scripture memory is actually hiding God's word in your heart. Now, the thumb is meditation. So you can meditate on what you hear. You can meditate on what you read. You can meditate on what you study. You can meditate on what you memorize. The strength of your grip is actually the degree to which you apply the word. The amount of application that you put towards the word determines how strong your grip is. Another way of looking at the five fingers to maybe give you a different perspective, hearing the word is like flying over a city in an airplane. So if you flew over Farmville in an airplane, you could see the outline of Farmville. If you drove through Farmville, that would be like reading. You're going to see things in downtown Farmville that you're not going to see by flying over. If you walk through downtown Farmville, you're going to see things that you're not going to see by driving because you're going at a slower pace and you can actually take time to look around. If you're memorizing, that's like sitting on a bench in front of a building and just looking at the building. So hear, read, study, memorize, and meditate. Those are five ways that we can get God's word into our heart. My encouragement to you, or my challenge to you this afternoon, is I'd like to encourage you to evaluate how are you doing with those five ways of getting God's word into your heart. What finger or fingers would you say are strengths for you? And what finger or fingers would you say are weaknesses for you? Now, if you go, I don't even have a hand, or I'm not doing any of them, this is not about a guilt trip, and this is also not about go do all five of them, because you'll do it for 2 days and then you'll quit. What I want to encourage you to do, and what I've done over the years since I became a follower of Christ, is every probably 6 months or so, I will take time to just evaluate how am I doing in getting God's word into my life. And whatever finger is weak, I don't stop doing the other things that I'm doing, but I focus intentionally on the weakest finger. And when that becomes strong again, then I reevaluate and I'll look at the next one. And over the years, every one of my fingers have been a strength and every one of my fingers have been a weakness at some point in time. That's a part of the process of growing. So I want to encourage you to look at your hand as far as the hand of how you get a handle on the word, evaluate how you're doing. If there's an area that you're like, gosh, I really would like to read, but I don't know where, or I'd really like to study, but I've never done that before, or I'd really like to memorize scripture, but I don't even know how to start, then as your chaplain, that's part of what I'm here for. Let me know by email, text that, hey, I'm interested in strengthening whichever finger, and I will resource you with whatever you need to help make that possible. But Paul's challenge to Timothy was to be a workman approved who rightly handles the word. These five ways of getting God's word into your life is how we can actually live into the reality of that. So I just want to encourage you to take that to heart, and together let's get a handle on God's word. Let me pray. Well, Father, thank you again for giving us your word. Thank you for giving us tools to help us understand the best ways to get your word into our life and have it affect us the way you intended. I thank you that the Bible says that when your word goes out, it does not return void, but it accomplishes what you desire. My prayer this afternoon for each of us is that we would take some time to reflect on what we're doing to expose ourselves to your word. Where are we in that process? And that we would resolve to take the necessary steps to get a deeper understanding and a better handle on your word as you've asked us to do. And we just pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you.